Amen. Well, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to get together with all my brothers and sisters. And I praise you and thank you, Lord, that tonight's going to be about you. It's going to be an awesome time, Lord. And thank you for giving us wisdom and discernment. And Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in the whole world. Lord, you bring it down to deep state. And we thank you for that. And Father God, we thank you for taking care of all the kids out there that have been trafficked. But Lord, we know that you're going to heal them, deliver them, and set them free and erase their memories of the horrendous things that these evil people have done with them. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for an awesome time tonight. Lead us and guide us into what you want us to do, Lord. And I praise you and thank you, Father, for what's accomplished tonight in Jesus' name. Lord, take away all distractions in our life. Nothing matters but you, Lord. And that we would just keep our mind's eye on you all the time. Our spirit man be focused on you at all times. And we praise you and thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for protecting Anna while she's out there riding her bike and bogating along the road there. And we praise you and thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, has anybody else got a prayer? I do want to pray one thing. Lord, give me wisdom, David wisdom also, to make up this thing about the list that I put up on the Signal chat that I got. And I thank you for it, Father, that it'll be an evangelistic tool. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for your wisdom and help in this matter. In Jesus' name, amen. Has everybody seen that list that I put up on Signal? Did you see it, Andrew? Yeah, Julie, go ahead.
I just want to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your sovereignty and your love for us and your power over sovereignty over evil and your power over the forces of darkness. And you use us as your weapons of war, your mouthpieces. And we already know we have the victory, that we already win over all these things. So I thank you, Lord. I praise you, God. We have the victory and we rejoice in that. We rejoice that our enemies are defeated already in our lives, our personal lives, and for our families. I thank you, Lord, for answering all our prayers, that you've heard all our prayers for the many who are lost, the people who are deceived with their religious doctrines and all kinds of deception is out there that is corrupting their minds, distracting them from the truth. And misleading them to believe just anything. And Lord, I ask God that you would give our family members and your elect, wherever they are in this world, Lord, a discernment, a knowing that something's just not right with the things that they're hearing. I ask God that you would give them the desire to be in your word and read it for what it says and believe you and start questioning everything else. And I thank you for doing that, Lord. I thank you for President Trump, that he is our president and you have chosen him for such a time as this to be the Cyrus Trump and to restore things that have been stolen. And you're using him and his administration, the military, special operations, and all resources. And praise you, God, for the angels who are doing a lot of this work too, Lord. And I saw a clip from Kash Patel saying that they had arrested, apparently globally, at least I think it was just two people on their most wanted list that they've been caught, apprehended in different parts of the world. And they
Did you
added two
say who
more
it
people.
was?
Yeah, but I don't know who they were. And then he added two more people to that list and he gave their names too and said if anyone knows where they are, and he told them what they were One was a man and one was a woman, but it was both stealing money from the US taxed people, tax dollars and stuff, stealing our money from people that is supposed to go to us. And I thank you for them, Lord, that they are uncovering so much, and that these people are going to be found and arrested and held accountable. And I thank you, Lord, these monies are going to come back to where they're supposed to go. And you're sovereign over that too. And we praise you and thank you, Lord, for restoring the money and the way that you've chosen to do that. You gave plan to Trump and the alliance, and that they're doing it. And you're going to make sure that it comes to pass, Lord. And we thank you for that, even if it's a short time that that's going to be available to people. And we pray for our families and your elect, God, that they would be wise with the use of this money, that they wouldn't get deceived with it and be caught up into coveting and just spending, or whatever that they would be tempted with of the things of this world, that you would put in their hearts to seek you about it. Because when all this stuff comes out, Lord, they're going to realize they can't trust anyone but you, really. They can't trust the governments, because look what happened. That's where it was all done, under the government. And just draw people to Jesus, Father, and that they would have a love for the truth and seek you earnestly while you are still there to be found, God. Seek you while you still can be found, and pray that for them, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for protecting us all from the deep state plans. I thank you for bringing failure to all of their false flag events, the things that they have planned to distract from what they want to do to make America great again, for the purposes of your plan, first of all, Lord, and that's to build your church and restore what's been stolen, and to bring into play, Lord, the timing of the man-child anointing and the catching up to the throne and going out into the wilderness and all these things that have to happen timely, Lord, and that we would all be ready, that we would all be found in faith and at rest and at peace when you come, looking for your return, and just being ex so excited for where we're going to go, Lord, and what you have great plans for us, Lord. And we want to be full of your word, full of the Spirit, and everything that you ask of us, Lord, it is a yes, immediate yes, Lord, that we would be available, and there would be no hesitation. And we thank you for all of what you're doing, God. We thank you for giving us all this grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you in your mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right, anyone else? Hey, Pat. Anyone else got a prayer? Since this is the 23rd, I want to read Psalms 23. To get y'all started on these psalms. Okay, the
Michael,
Lord is my.
I'm sorry. I was just listening to this 23rd Psalm on music.
Really?
That's kind of funny. Yeah, it just popped up.
Brilliant minds think alike, don't they? I'm
I know.
telling
We
you.
have the mind of Christ, brother. Amen.
That's right. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And you have anointed my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all, not some, all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the RASV version. Sounds like the rest was a good one. All right. How many of you been, how many of you have been doing the Psalms? What we somebody came. Yeah, I'm kind of like Julie, off and home when I think about it. Yeah, but it's been enjoyable. It's been very enjoyable. Okay, let's see here. I thought I got something Jenny. Did I get something from you? Thought I did. Share the thing. Thought I did.
No, I'd like to play the song that just popped up though.
All right.
You don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all. Ask me to share and I'll let you share. Oh, man.
I've walked roads that felt endless, where the pain was hard to hide, where the weight of all my failures pulled me down from every side. But even in the shadows, when my hope was running thin, I felt the shepherd's footsteps come walk toward my sin. He didn't ask me for perfection, didn't tell me to be strong. He just picked me up in mercy and showed me I belong. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads my trembling heart beside the quiet waters, restores my weary soul. Even in the darkest valley, I am never alone, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they bring me home. There's a table set before me in the presence of my fear, and the enemies that have broke me start to tremble when you're near. You pour oil upon my wounds till the hurt begins to fade, and the cup I thought was empty overflows with endless grace. Surely goodness and your mercy have been running after me. Through the storms I tried to nights I couldn't breathe. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads my trembling heart beside the quiet waters. He restores my weary soul. Final valley, you will never let me go. for you are with me. Yes, you are with me. My shepherd, my comfort.
I love that song. That's a good song. I like the way he did that. Glory to God. I've heard a lot of them on that particular song, but I like that one the best, I believe. Anybody else? Okay. Has anybody got anything I'd like to say? It looks like the banks are going to be changed over July the 4th. All of this is going to happen is within a few days after that. Looks like. Yeah, we're praying. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Pat.
I listened to a couple of those links that David sent out in email, and it was about the basic Pakistani Islamic. Muslim barrage that is happening across the world. I'm sure it's happening here as well in this country. And the devastation of their culture and their mindset related to the treatment of women and children and etc. So there has been a another I caught a gentleman that I believe worked in the, I don't know if it was CIA or the one of the three letter agencies, and or somewhere in the intelligence community. And then he got out after, I think, seeing a lot of the things that were happening worldwide and some of the things that the intelligence communities were supporting in the name of whatever, you know, safety or security or whatever. Talking about bribing officials and manipulating governments and putting people, you know, but one of the biggest things was child trafficking and drug, interference, or however you want to say it, utilizing the drug culture to supply certain things and to be able to get ends, you know, inward access to some of these groups, etc. But anyway, this man, his name was Robert Steele. I say was because after he started, I believe, an organization. I'm not absolutely sure if this is correct. But it was the International Tribunal of Natural Justice. And he has been doing, he, well, I should say, That group is doing interviews of people worldwide that have access to, certain things that are happening in the world today, and bringing testimonies of various different people, basically testifying against the widespread pedophilia network and human trafficking network, and the deeper organization that is behind that whole thing. It's all satanic. All of it is satanic. And you can look for that organization online. I don't remember. It's You can see snippets of it on various different websites and whatnot. But this Robert Steele, I don't know if he died. I don't know if he was assassinated or if he. I seem to
Think he got
remember.
cancer.
Was it what it was? Cancer, and
I
it
think
was
I think it was, yeah.
very fast moving or something like that. I mean, he was gone in a few months, a couple months or whatever. But I mean, to me, obviously it looks like, read between the lines. It looks like they got to him in some form or another, et cetera, to try to squelch that thing. But I don't know if everybody has read the book. It's a bit of a difficult book to get through, but it's on our website related to remember the name of it? It's something like Sunshine or something on UBM
Sunshine,
web.
daughter of sunshine,
Daughter of
daughter of
Sunshine.
sacrifice, daughter of sacrifice, sunshine, daughter of
Yes,
sacrifice.
yes. Very difficult to get through, but it is eye-opening and awareness-raising, and I really it set me to thinking about, it kind of changed some thinking in me related to basically God's sovereignty, him being in control, and his people being willing to follow him wherever we need to follow him to glorify him, and him, the Lord, being able to utilize that life and that sacrifice for his best purposes. People's eyes need to be opened to see some of these things, and I think a lot of the things that we are expecting of the, say, the Trump administration or the military intelligence and all that sort of thing, that we're expecting them to move in certain ways. But from the way I can see it, this thing is bigger than what they even expected. I believe it has so uncovered the massive satanic complex that has permeated all levels of government and all levels of society. And in one sense, Christians need to wake up, because I'm going to say, 99% of the Christian world, well, a great majority of the Christian world, or the people that call themselves by the name of Christ, are un either unaware, or they're burying their head in the sand, or they're, sitting on a pew waiting for rapture, or whatever it is. But I believe that God has called us and raised us, our awareness of these things up, to stir us and motivate us into places of warrior prayer and battle, in order to decimate these forces that are covering the world. And I guess that scripture, I don't know where it's at, but deep darkness, or darkness covering the earth, it comes back to mind. I'd have to search where it's at to think about it, but we are definitely there in that, in this time. And I believe that God has raised up, is raising up a nation of warriors that understand the principles, understand the way of battle. In the Psalms, David says, "He teaches my arms, my hands to war." And I think that might be Psalm 68. "He teaches my hands to war." And that war has to do with prayer, and it and commanding. And Michael had a good talk on it, last couple of messages or meetings that we had, and the five positions that we should be taking: believing, receiving, commanding, declaring, and expecting it now. And I think a couple that could be added to that as thanksgiving to God for the victory, and praise, for He is the King, and He is our sovereignty. He is our refuge, and the one that keeps us and preserves us for these battles and prepares us for these battles. And part of the battle will be raising the awareness of others that need to have their eyes open. And so, and one of the major things, I was listening to a video, is actually a testimony. I could probably put it on, but it was a testimony of a girl, a young lady. Now, she, in the time of this video, she was probably 30 or somewhere around in there. But she had been trafficked and abused by her own father and mother, and they were part of a satanic, Masons and whatever the different group is in there. They were part of that from her youth, from her adolescent, or when she was a baby, 3 years old is earliest memory. And just the devastating perversion of these animals, and we're seeing part of it in this, in these rape, the document that has just been released by the, I don't remember his name, but I believe a person in the House of Commons or whatever, the their Congress over in England, and he has released this study and document. You guys have heard of that, right? The one that he's just released. Yes, and so it gets pretty graphic in some of the things that are being the atrocities that are being committed by these people. But I guess this the day when I was listening to some of this stuff, I was getting overwhelmed at the depth of the evil that is out there, and realize that there, I mean, I've known this, but it just becomes more and more evident that there is no hope unless we, as a people, as a people that love God, can rise up and cooperate with the Holy Spirit and learn to use the tools that we've been given through prayer and battle and praise and worship and thanksgiving. I was reading a psalm the other day about this is the gate. Wish I could remember what psalm that was. I'm blown. And the answer to your question, Michael, is yes. I've been blowing through the psalms every day. I haven't given up. I've just kept blowing through them every day. It's just like opening up my mind and seeing certain things and that are just they are all tying together in one cohesive message. We are weak, but he is strong. And in the midst of our battles, he is with us, he is in us. And as we cry out to him and trust him, he hears us and comes to be with us, even in the midst of our troubles, even in the midst of our struggle. And so I need to get into a habit of simply thanking him for his provision in every way, in everything that we need, that I need in the future, and everything that he's called each and every one of us to do. He is there through the process, and so is the devil. The devil's going to be fighting every stitch of the way. And that's the neat thing about it, is because God doesn't he doesn't preserve, he doesn't promise to eliminate our problems as much as he promises to take us right through them and separate them and shatter them. And he is with us always through the process. And just our availing ourselves of thanking him for his supply and praising him that he and he alone is the one that can put down this evil in the world today. And I'm just convinced that he's slowly but surely continuing to open up our eyes to that fact that we have to constantly be dependent upon him, and that he is able to take us through this thing and to overcome these battles. These are heavy, big spiritual battles that I believe, we need to be, I should say, I need to be trained to deal with. So praise the Lord. It's just, well, I would just encourage you just to comb through those Psalms and just glean everything that God has got in there. They all come and are saying all the same thing, and ending in praise and thanksgiving and a confidence that he is our victor in this time. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you are guiding us. You filled us with the Holy Spirit. You've given us your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, not leaving anything out, not sugarcoating anything, but bringing us into that awareness, and also at the same time, lifting up our hearts and bringing us into the awareness that you are sufficient for all of our need and sufficient for the task at hand for such a time as this. You've created and brought us all into this place for your purpose. I certainly don't know how I fit into this scenario, but I sure know that you've raised my awareness. And I just thank you, Lord, that you are my supply. You are our supply. You are our refuge. We can be completely confident and at peace that we are in that we are safe within you. And I praise you, Lord. I thank you for your spirit of confidence and your love for us. And I thank you for your deliverance from all these things that are coming upon us. In advance, I just give you thanks that you provide us the way. You open the channels of water, so to speak, so that we can see the solution ahead of us, Lord. And so I just praise you and thank you for your benefits to us, Lord. Just ask you to bless us, continue to open up our eyes and give us wisdom and strength in your word to walk in in your ways and to be the deliverers that you have created us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Lord, we just thank you that you've given us authority. And we send the angels out right now to locate all the children that are being trafficked and to bring relief to all of them, to get away from the people they're with and to be returned to their families. And we thank you for that, Father, and place it in our hearts, Lord, to keep on praying for these children and all of the people that are trafficked. And we praise you and thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, open up our eyes to see, even when we glance at the news or something, that's something that you want us to pray about, we'll pray about it. As far as the kids go and the trafficking that's going on and the satanic worshiping that's going on and the adrenochrome harvesting that's going on, Father, we just thank you that you have sent your angels out there right now to get them all out from under all of this horrendous stuff that they do to these children. And I praise you and I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Yeah, that's true. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Lord, I thank you for what you're doing on the internet as far as exposing all of these. Wait a minute, somebody's texting me. Okay, Anna's home. Thank you, Lord. For exposing all of these people in this human trafficking and satanic worship stuff. And I praise you for that. And Lord, I thank you that you are exposing now the lies of the Muslims about what Muhammad did, you know. And I thank you for that, Father. I've already seen two or three events where Muslims were trying to justify Muhammad marrying a 6-year-old girl and consummating a marriage at 9. And Lord, I thank you that there's no, you can't talk that. And they try every lie in the world to get people off of that kind of thing. And it's just horrendous, the things that these people are doing in the United States. We saw an article day before yesterday, 250,000 rapes in London. In London. Good gracious. That is, Lord, I thank you for sending your angels out there to take care of this business. It doesn't look like the officials want to do anything. Maybe now the stormer's out of there, they'll get somebody in there that'll do this. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that your angels are going to help out too, to protect these young ladies. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, anybody else? This is a good time to pray for the things that we know that's going on in the world that are bad, and to get and to lift them up to the Lord and get rid of them. That's what takes care of them, is our prayers. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people here that are praying. That's one sends 1,000, two sends 2,000, 10,000. So let's do it. I thank you, Lord, for getting the Muslims out of this country in Jesus' name, making it where they want to go home. And thank you, Father. I see where Ron DeSantis has outlawed Sharia law in Florida. They can't do that. And I see over in Texas where Greg Abbott is shutting down the so-called paradises for Muslims that they're trying to get up. He said, "Nope, we're not going to do that." Yeah, it should be done. What they were trying to do, the Muslims were, they had these big developers come in and buy up a bunch of land, and they were going to put a Muslim city in there, and start out from there and just go out from there. They tried to do that in Dallas, and they bought some a bunch of land. I forget how many hundreds of acres it was. They were going to put 20,000 Muslims in there, and Abbott shut it down. That's just one of the one. I've got one or two in there already, but they can't expand. He's shutting them down. That's good. And let's see, what else did I see? How many of you know that the Muslims are a satanic group? They're anti-Christ. They kill Christians. They go against the Christians. And they have no morals whatsoever. Yeah, Julie, I saw you raise your hand.
And you're talking about that, the different states. It's like I know there's a whole bunch of them in Michigan, and I think there's some in Minnesota too. I can't remember if it's Minnesota or if that was just Antifa or if it was Muslims in that whole debacle up there. But Lord, we
Just
just
a
come
lot of
against
different.
these Muslim groups. We bind that spirit of Islam, and we cast it down, and we cast it out of this country in the name of Jesus, and
Yep,
we cast it
in
out
the
of these
name of
countries
Jesus.
where it is trying to invade, which is worldwide.
Amen.
We forbid
Yep.
these powers and principalities from taking over and coming in and wanting to monopolize, manipulate, control, intimidate with their threats and their numbers and their fear-mongering and all the resources that they've been given. We bind them, we cast them down. We thank you, Lord, for removing them from these states, that they would be removed from this country and out of the UK out of all these countries, Lord, where they've been dominating. We thank you, Lord, that even amongst them, you have your elect. And we thank you, Lord, for moving into their hearts, God, to grant repentance and transform them and giving all of them the opportunity to turn to Jesus and truly be saved. We pray that in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing there, Lord, and we pray your protection on all of your people, people who just don't understand, and there's a lot of misinformation out there about that religion. And so we pray for people to be enlightened about that, and we thank you, Lord, for bringing down Sharia law in this nation. It should not even be an issue. It should not even be discussed. And I thank you, Lord, for turning things around. That we already have a law, and we thank you, Lord, that it's in the Constitution. There is only one law, and it's the law of this country. And we thank you, Lord, for doing more than we can ask or think regarding these things. And the angels have been on it, and I know they're still on it, to drive out this spirit of Islam and bringing it down in Jesus' name and converting those who are yours, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yeah, Pat.
Yes. Father, we just thank you also. We pray against this spirit in our government and in our culture, in our society, even the local governments that have a fear of offending these people and a fear of offending that religion, although that same fear is obviously not there in relation to Christians. But we ask you, Lord, to tear that down, tear that spirit, that we bind that spirit. I don't know if it's a spirit of wokeism or a spirit of fear, a spirit of stupidity. We bind that in the name of Jesus Christ right now across this nation, starting in California and in Colorado and those places there, and in Michigan and Wisconsin and those areas up there, in the southern states. Lord, we bind those things, even in Pennsylvania. That spirit, we bind you, a spirit of wokeism. You are bound by the authority of the Word of God. We cast you down. We bind you, that you cannot permeate these people in our government, in our society. You cannot take any more ground. We command that ground to be revealed. We command the eyes of these people in various different states to be open to the danger. And the danger of allowing these things to continue unabated or unrestricted. And Lord, we just thank you that you are able to do so. We say with David, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them exult before God. Yea, let them rejoice with gladness. Sing unto God, sing praises of unto his name. And this particular line in this psalm stirred me specifically, cast up a highway for him. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, cast up a highway for him that rideth through the deserts. His name is Jehovah, and exalt ye before him. And Lord, we do exalt you before you. We thank you that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We praise you that you are able to overcome through our prayer. We trust you. We put our faith in you. We cast down these spirits. We bind these spirits, and we ask you, Lord, to set the captive free, set these people free, open up their eyes, send revival to this country, Lord, send a fire into the preachers. In the pulpits, and give them an understanding and a wisdom of the true gospel, and see the true Jesus, and understand and see who you are, and realize that that they and we are accountable before you to obey you, and to command these things, to direct our prayers in this battle. To take down this enemy, and you've given us the tools to do it, and we thank you for it, Lord. You've given us the deliverance in our personal lives. You've set us free. You've given us all the tools that we need to do the authority to take back that dominion. And so we do exercise our faith, and we put our trust and confidence in you, in your word, Lord, in your truth, and in your salvation. And we just ask you to deliver, Lord, deliver us, deliver this nation, deliver our leaders in this country, open up their eyes and bring them to their knees. Let them see the damages that have been done through their negligence, Lord. Let them be held accountable. Let them be perceive that they will stand before an angry God one day, holding them accountable. Let them have the fear of the Lord placed in their eyes and their ears and their heart. And I just thank you, Lord. I thank you that you are able to deliver us through this time, this battle that has come against us. And so, Lord, we lift you up. We thank you for being everything we need to have in this time to realize the victory and to exercise our authority to establish your dominion in the earth today through Christ in us, the hope of glory. And we just praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. I put my faith with Pat, and I believe it's happening even as we speak right now. All right, Debbie.
I wanted to pray for, in a way, it's part of what he was praying for, Pat was praying for. Because I got a couple of family members. I heard one speaking today. I knew this, my daughter, one of my daughters feels this way. And I don't know when it came upon her, but she's against Trump. And I posted something good, it's Trump done. And she's like, I don't trust this government, especially Trump. I'm like, what's what? So
Does she
I
trust
mean,
Biden?
I know. And I've talked to her before about Cyrus. I've made things very clear, you know, about how that spiritually is and in the past. So she's listening to somebody. And she's just, the devil is just using this, using her. Anyway, Lord, I just pray, God, for many people, Father, who are being deceived. They're listening to lies. And they're told to them in just the right way, God, that the devil knows how to do it, Lord. They receive these lies, Lord God, and they are against what is your will, what you are doing, Lord God. They are being against your sovereignty, Lord. And we just pray, God, that these people will be set free, for those in my family will be set free, Lord, that you will open their eyes, God, to see the truth, Lord, to see you, Lord, working, and to see all the good, Lord. They don't even know all the good things that President Trump has done. They don't know that he's done more than any other president, God. He's done so many things, but they're picking on being nitpicky, Lord. And I just pray, God, you would free many, God. You would open their eyes and bring them to repentance, Lord God, before it gets too late, Lord, before they just cross over, Lord, and just not even talk as a Christian, Lord. It could happen, Lord. I just, something like this. So I just pray, Father, that you set my daughter free, Lord God, and cause her to hear from somebody the right words, be speaking to someone at the right time, Lord. I know she has another friend who is a real godly, spirit-filled person. I just pray that this God would speak into her life, Lord God. I just ask you, Lord, to arrange that, and just something will be just settled. Just turn a light bulb on, God, and she will see, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord, for doing that. And I pray this for other families, God, that have their children that are like this, Lord, or anyone in their families, Lord, and it bothers them, God, and it hurts them to see them thinking in this wrong way, God, in this wrong vein of thinking, Lord. And I just pray that you will just free many, God, do a wonderful, mighty work, Lord, now in families, God, in the lives of people who are deceived this way, Father God. Set them free, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bring them into the truth, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. It's time to listen to the radio when the EBS starts, or telephone, because they'll have all the goods on all the outlaws. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Yeah, I've got some in my family too, like that, Debbie. Got a daughter like that. Just thank you, Lord, for opening up their eyes.
Amen.
Lord, I'll tell you this. Let it be such a drastic change from what they thought that it would bring them to you, Lord. And I ask that in the name of Jesus, that they can't believe anything but what the Word of God says. And I praise you and I thank you, Father, that you're going to place that in their heart to be looking in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. All right, anyone else? Yeah, Pat.
I guess I'm on a roll. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have brought many people into the kingdom, into the starting gate, so to speak, and have deposited them all across this country. And many of the Christians that say started out became disillusioned at what they saw in the establishment, and they moved away. They got out of the system, so to speak. But I'm praying and confident, Lord, that you have your people, that you have preserved some of your people by having them avoid that system, that apostasy, and that you have separated their hearts, and that they are waiting to hear the word, waiting to hear the truth, waiting to see the reality of God, the true Jesus that heals, raises from the dead, casts out demons, sets people free, relieves people of their burden, and turns people truly from the darkness into the light. And I thank you, Lord, that you are working on their hearts right now, that you are bringing about a tremendous desire in people to know the true and living God. And so we just trust you, Lord. We ask that you would send revival upon this country, upon this nation, and upon the Canada and Mexico, and that you, I know that Mexico has a tremendous Catholic heritage down there, but Lord, you are able to sort through and weed through the deception to bring people into the light. And we just trust you that you are able to split the darkness with your truth and with your light. Just send out warriors, send out the truth to these people, Lord, and raise them up and bring them out of the darkness into the light, bring them out of the shadows and into the activity that is happening today. And we thank you for it, Lord. Set the captives free in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, anyone else? Did y'all see that list I put up on the fellowship chat about the COVID vaccine and what it contained and what it did to people, what it does to people, the after effects of it? Now, it's criminal that they didn't put it up there before they gave the shots. That they didn't put it out there before they gave the shots. How many of you think that anybody would have taken that vaccine? I don't think anybody would. Yeah, Andrew.
You know, I seem to remember some of the commercials on TV. When you took something, they would tell you what that might affect you with, you know. And they didn't do that with this. So that's kind of hiding something from the people.
Yeah. It seems to me they were trying to sell something that was bad for everybody. So, you know, I remember I was talking, David and I were talking about it the other night. Back in a couple of years ago, we would hear sirens up and down this road. Sirens all the time. Sirens all the time. This was during the COVID crisis and a little bit after it. And they were going after COVID people. Deaths. And I believe there were just millions and millions of people died from that horrendous vaccine that they put out there. And I think they ought to be something done about it. And I think RFK and Trump are going to do something about it. Matter of fact, they've even, how many of you have heard that there's a lot of countries out there that has a warrant out for Fauci. They have a warrant out for Fauci for murder. Yeah, Pat.
When I saw that list, I know that you know those that vaccine. You know, came out in such a hurry. You know, it was on hyperspeed there when it came out. So I'm sure that probably the majority of those symptoms are after effects or were taken after they happened. In other words, they probably didn't know about a majority of those things prior to it's going out. But the sad thing about it is, I'm wondering if now, you know, two things. I'm wondering if they've posted this information in order to be liable to eliminate or, you know, eliminate their liability.
It's too late for that.
Well, I don't think it is too late because I think they were provided immunity for any kind of damages that this thing could possibly cause because of the fact that it happened in an emergency situation back in 2019 or something like that. So I think they have a certain amount of immunity from, damages that way. But the other thing is, every one of those diseases are in society, so no one knows if it caused it, you know, or every one of those diseases could have been caused by it totally. You would never know because these people will die, and how would you trace it back to that vaccine as a cause, you know? So it's just It's horrific what what we have allowed to take place, in our nation here, but and in the world, I guess you might say. So don't know.
Amen. Well, I think you're going to see the pharmaceuticals shut down. That's what Trump's looking for right now. And the way to do it, y'all have heard about the med beds, haven't you? Yeah, okay. Well, that's going to put a real dent in the pharmaceuticals, because ain't nobody going to go up there and get medicines where they can go up there and sit for a couple of hours in a med bed and get well. If that's what they're doing, and they say they are, they say they're doing miracles every day with those things, and they say they're going to have one in every hospital, at least one, more than that. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I say that for those who don't believe that God will heal you. I'd rather have God heal me. There ain't no after effects for that. Okay. Let me get Missy first. She had her hand up first. Go ahead, Missy.
Talking about
Okay.
what Pat was talking about, this whole immunity thing, that happened about back during Reagan's administration. He signed that pharmaceutical companies couldn't be sued for vaccine injuries or whatever. And I'm just wondering, nothing has ever been done about that yet, has there? Lord, put it in President Trump's heart to do an executive order and reverse that in Jesus' name, so that they can prosecute him to the full extent of the law in Jesus' name. And I'm actually, I think I've heard there's kind of, depending on the situation, there is ways around that, but around them having immunity with that law. But Lord, we thank you, Lord, for putting that in President Trump's mind and his heart to do an executive order and striking that down. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name.
As far as I know, and that's not very far, but as far as I know, if you don't list the ingredients in a shot that they give you and tell them about it, that's the doctor's job to do that, to give you the information of what the after effects could be. And if they don't, then they are liable. I don't care who they are. Because you're supposed to warn people when you t put something in their body if it's hazardous to their health. And you saw that list. That list was long. And I don't know. I don't know. I bet you this much. It looks like that Trump is going to shut the pharmaceuticals down, and I am glad he's doing it. And he's shutting the hospitals down too. And I'm glad he's doing that too. Because how many people, goes in a hospital to get c cured of cancer and die? Every one of them. Just about every one of them. Go ahead, Julie. I don't have any sympathy for hospitals, doctors, and pharmaceutical companies. The largest killer in America right now is mistakes that doctors in the medical make. By far. Whew, let me get off my horse here. Go ahead, Julie.
Okay. I was under the impression, or I thought, that the hospitals and were going to be used most likely for, I think you, David, you, or Michael, you just said that there would be at least one of those med beds in every hospital. I got the impression that they were going to be turning these hospitals and those places into places where they would be using the med beds, and that it would pretty much replace a lot of modern medicine where they would have like surgeries and the pharmacia and all that stuff, that they would be using those prescription drugs for everything. That's kind of how I thought they were going to use those, that they were not going to be using hospitals in the current, because wasn't it just recently brought out, Michael? I think it was in that, I don't know if it was on one of those news media websites, that we reread, and that they were going to, that the hospitals were told they couldn't prescribe medicine anymore, or they couldn't use.
The Trump sent out an order
Information,
for every hospital administrator to immediately cancel every contract with the pharmaceuticals.
that's what it was. Yeah, so they were not going to be able to administer, if you're going to cancel those contracts, you're not going to be
Cancel them
able to
out.
administer the medicine anymore. So I mean, every time you go have surgery and they have to put you under an anesthesia, there's a risk right there that you may never come out from an anesthesia. And I know someone that
Absolutely.
happened to his mom. That was very
Yeah.
devastating. And what was a routine, what they call routine surgery, but it's only, things can go wrong. And
Oh,
most time they
absolutely.
do go wrong. They go wrong more frequently than not. So I mean, by the grace of God, that people keep them,
Make it through it,
God
yeah.
keeps them. He keeps them from being a statistic. So I thank you, Lord, for turning things around with that, and for the grace of your mighty name, for your name's sake, Lord, that these facilities that are now hospitals that are being used the way they are in modern medicine, for the reasons they're being used, because you see everything, you see the doctors, you see the administrators, and you see the deals that they have with the pharmaceutical companies, so how much money they make every time they prescribe something, and all that that is, Lord. And I thank you for turning it around so that people have at least to have the chance, the opportunity to be alive, as opposed to going under the knife and trusting in modern medicine and drugs and that kind of thing, that these med beds are going to be a help. But you're the only miracle worker, Lord. We pray that, that they can come into the light of the truth of the gospel and put their trust in you, and not man, not in modern, not in any kind of
That's right.
medicine, not even in the med beds, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, for it, that this is of you right now. And whenever they do come out and make them real public, I was reading Barbara's note there that she put, when they do establish them all, they're probably, it's not out in mainstream media, and it's not out on the internet, probably,
No, if you're
unless you
going
look
on
at those
mainstream,
websites.
if you're going on mainstream media to look for med bed, forget it. They're deep state and they don't want you to have them. They want that pharmacia money. You'll have to go on specialized. Operation Disclosure has them. All of the podcasters talk about them. A lot of the podcasters talk about them. Go ahead, Pat.
I was just reading an article. This is an old article, January 19th of 2021, in from Newsweek. Yesterday, reported that President-elect Joe Biden announced his 1.9 trillion stimulus plan in. On January 14th, to set a goal of providing 100 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine for the first 100 days, et cetera, et cetera. And down the article, though millions of people have been vaccinated, some Americans are concerned about the side effects of the vaccine. Of course, this is again 2021. And if the pharmaceutical companies such as Moderna and Pfizer could be liable for injuries. On January 13th, Governor Mike DeWine, okay, so that's not it. According to 42 US Code 300, no vaccine manufacturer shall be liable in a civil action for damages arising from vaccine-related injury or death associated with the administration of a vaccine after October 1st, 1988, if the injury or death resulted from side effects that were unavoidable, even though the vaccine was properly prepared and was accompanied by proper directions and warnings. In other words, companies that manufacture vaccines are not liable if someone has an allergic reaction or injury after being vaccinated. This 1988, that must have been with the Reagan years that Missy was referring to. So anyway, just a heads up.
I had forgotten about that, Pat, and I'm surprised that Reagan did it to let the pharmaceuticals off the hook like that. All that did was open up the door for them to put any kind of thing out there that they wanted to, and that's what they've been doing. Listen, there's a there. If you don't believe God, there's other ways to get healed from cancer and all the other things that are working now. That are working now. You don't have to go to chemotherapy. You go. All you got to listen. You tell you, use God's way method of getting healed. It doesn't cost a nickel. Yeah, doesn't cost a nickel. Ivermectin, what's that other one with it? There's another one with it. I forget what it is. But not only that, there's all kinds of ways to homeopathic things that do work. And I'm not advocating.
Hydroxychloroquine.
That's, yeah. Hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's an $18 word if I ever heard one. Amen. But the quickest and easiest way to do it is to just believe God, have the faith. And to get the faith, you just study the word. Thank you, Jesus. All right. I have gotten, Pat, I've gotten to the place where don't like the medical establishment at all. I don't trust them. I even as a kid, Pat, they'd have to when they my mama take me go to the hospital to get a shot, and I knew it, the fight was on, boy. I'm gonna tell you, she would tell me about it. Get what over the counter? Ivermectin, you can go to the vet and get you a tube of it. Okay. Anybody else? I never, I haven't trusted doctors in 25 years. Since they killed my daddy. Okay, Missy, go ahead.
I got an email about different meds that they suggest you give to your dogs and stuff. And I'm almost sure that the heartworm medicine, it said right there, ivermectin was like the main ingredient in it. And heartworm medicine, why is that? Because it's some kind of parasite. And like you had mentioned,
Yeah.
that they're saying that cancer is like from a parasite. So, hello.
Yeah, that's why they're having some great success with it. The problem is trying to get some, People have had, well, people trying to buy it up, I guess. I don't know what the deal is. Some of them are even having to go down to Mexico to get it. Go ahead, Julie.
I think Barbara, you can probably find it online. I know you could probably
Right.
go start like with Dr. Artis on his website and go from there. And I think there's probably places you can even get it for free yet, because people are having such a hard time getting it, and they don't make it accessible. They don't want people to, I don't know. I haven't tried to find it myself, but it is out there. I guess I'd be a place to start would be Dr. Artis, his website,
Wonder
because
if Amazon's
he was
got it.
promoting that. Yeah. Pardon me, Michael?
I wonder if Amazon's got it. It got everything else.
I don't know. You could check. Wouldn't be
Don't
so
know.
you might find it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's an over-the-counter drug, Barbara. It is. I know that Fauci and some others tried to discount it and say, well, that's a horse medicine. You can't use that and all that kind of stuff. People were getting healed with it. He couldn't get his cut out of the pharmaceuticals. Go ahead, Julie.
I saw something recently too that I don't want to disclose who it was really because I don't have the facts on there, but it was learned that there was a military base where apparently like one barracks, I think, or how many people suddenly got influenza. But now there was even, I was reading some of the comments and somebody was saying that doesn't sound like influenza, it sounds like something else. Either way, they were trying to cause some problems there, Kate. So Lord, I just pray your protection on all our military men and women, these bases, these people that I thank you for them, Lord. I thank you for the military and special operations and everything that they're doing. I pray a hedge of protection around them, and that wherever this came in, whatever infiltration got through to this particular barracks, Lord, in this camp, military base, Lord, that it is, they know that they'll find out who it is, but that there's no more of this can happen, because their idea was to weaken and make sick the whole military, I think, and get exposed to their, and I think one person died. So Lord, I pray for your mercy and grace on that family, Lord. And but I did remember reading that somebody started asking for ivermectin, so they got it to them, and people were recovering very quickly from it, from whatever it was that they had slipped in there, if it was airborne or what it was. But we thank you, God, for protecting all of them, Lord, and protecting President Trump, his family, his administration, everybody who is working to bring down the deep state. And we thank you, Lord, that every false flag is completely annihilated. It will not come to pass, that they will fall into their own traps, that their communications will cause them, that they will make mistakes in their communications, which will cause them to get caught. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing failure to everything that they are doing to try to stop what this administration wants to bring to pass, the Nisara Disara, and returning the monies to people, and to restoring the Republic, Lord, and the new financial system, and all these things, Lord. We thank you and we bless them in Jesus' name to be able to do that. And we loose the angels, drain the swamp, and uncover all of their wickedness, Lord, and find every child, every victim, everyone that's been trafficked, prostituted, for their ill gain, Lord, and sacrifice and all that that means. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing an end to all of this drug trafficking, and where they are making all these pharmaceuticals and bringing them into this country and getting people addicted to them and killing them and making them like zombies and all kinds of things. We cast that down. We command that to fail as well. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing down their dark web, their evil that they do. It's not just drugs and humans. It's weapon trafficking. It's whatever they can sell, buy and sell, and create for evil. Lord, we cast it all down. We know that this stuff is still going to happen. We still can take authority over it, Lord. And whatever is not your will, we cast it down and command failure to it. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Okay. All right, go ahead, Andrew.
I just want to mention a verse in Colossians 2 and 8. And have a really good look at that word philosophy. And there's a lot of this that we're discussing is knowledge and wisdom, but it's from the wrong land. And you know, my Lord likes justice. He hates robbery with iniquity. And I sort of collated those two together just now. Seems like the ones who want to spoil you with these items that are listed there, and others further down, you know, like voluntary humility and worship of angels. You know, there's a lot into that worship of angels. Because, you know, people like Einstein, you know, they hold him in a high position, but, you know, you can hold anyone in a high position. And if the apostle constantly said, we're not here to commend ourselves, you know, and we're not here to straighten, you're not straightened in us, and other verses that say such things, because though they wanted you to receive glory from them and to be helped by them, and in some of the other verses, they wanted you to trust in the Lord. You know, they wanted your focus to be glorified in the Lord, not in. They would glorify God in Paul, as it says in the last verse of chapter 1 of Galatia. And all this narrative that people are accepting as a replacement for things is because something crept in this way unawares, you know. How long will it be before this creep in unawares becomes that a delusion, you know? And because everything of that, you know, you've been philosophized with knowledge since grade kindergarten. And I just wanted to mention that particular verse, because it's there, and I wanted to mention a verse with all this discussion. Praise and glory to God.
Amen. What was that verse again, Andrew?
It's the second chapter of Colossians, verse 8. Colossians 2:8. Yeah. And he even tells you where to walk in, I think, in 2 and 6. So, yeah, 2 and 6 tells you where to walk in. And the rooted word is in there too, rooted and built up in him and established in your faith. You know, when the Galatians made a mistake and Paul was telling them about their mistake to try and restore them, he did say before the faith came, you were kept inward under law. And I sort of think that this law might be a philosophy also, because it's a narrative of the earth, earthly message. Whereas, I don't know if I should say that, if we're going to be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, made there, then why would we accept the knowledge and wisdom that would unseat us, I guess I would put it that way. And maybe some people are waiting for things that they've been waiting for a long time. You have to continue with that fight, the good fight, sort of thing. And sometimes you get overwhelmed with things. And you really have to look at the little things that are happening in your life. You know, they might be big to someone else because they're going through something, but they ask sometimes the right questions about why these things happen, and just to be ready for a good answer. You know, are we ready? Are we watching and ready? Because we've been warned of all these dark things that are happening. And we've been warned in Daniel 9:27. Some people might think there's only just a few parts of that wing till the final one comes, the wing of abominations. The one cometh that maketh desolate. But I think it's pretty intricate. There might be a whole lot of little things there and a few big things, you know, but it ends up that I was said, well, how many abominations can you have and go to heaven with? So I believe David may have said that once in one of his teachings. And it's all a narrative. It's all a knowledge. And it's from the wrong lamp. It's a dark light, you know. You know those black lights? They make your shirts that are white shiny. it's weird, you know. It's what I'll put it to you this way, you know, back in the 50s they came up with these aliens, and now people actually believe in them.
They do.
And those people are what now from the 50s? They're especially like if they were teenagers, you were drawn to that, you know. You know, you could watch some of those old sci-fi movies and you would laugh at them now, but they were kind of spooky back then. You know, or if you watched them in the 60s, now they're hilarious. People watch them just to have a good laugh. Anyway, I'm just saying that there is so much out there. It's almost like your dependency upon the Lord is there constantly, so that you don't get messed up. Anyway, I pray, Lord, that it be only your word, only your strength. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Good word. Good word, good word, good word. Something that I was thinking about earlier today. Can y'all hear me okay? I was thinking about earlier today was, I wonder what it was like being Adam walking into Eden with the Lord and having the dominion and the authority that he had at that time. Wonder what that was like to be free as he was. And then all of a sudden, he allowed the enemy to take all that away from him. Gosh, that had to have been devastating too. But you know, the Lord had a plan. And that plan was his son Jesus to come and make it available for us now, because he went to the cross and took upon all of that stuff that he went through so that we could walk on this earth like Adam. And talk to the Lord, walk and talk to the Lord in the cool of the morning or anytime. But the problem is, most Christians don't even realize that they can do that. They don't realize who they are. And I'm not talking about this much at all, but I am talking about most Christians don't even understand that they're new creations. When they came to Jesus, and they accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They became a new creation that quick and had dominion, had authority, had power, but they just didn't know it. And they had to read and study the Word of God in order to find that out. But they, what they do, they sit up there and they allow some man to teach them that doesn't know anything about the Holy Spirit. But I'm just saying, what the thing that I see most Christians don't do is read the Word of God themselves for themselves. When you read the Word of God for yourself and to ask the Lord to send you a revelation, He'll do it. He does it all the time. And I'm seeing things that I never, you know, that I've read many times. I know y'all done the same thing. You've read many times, and you come on it one day and you say, oh my goodness, look at this. And the Lord shows you something in that word that's a deep revelation of a simple verse. And it just comes alive to you all of a sudden. I can see now where he is, the Lord is opening up his elect right now. There's more revelations coming forth daily, it seems like, nowadays. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Go ahead, Andrew, please.
You know, it. I remember saying, "Every good word and work," and then there's the Timothy verse where all Scripture is God breathed, you know, and then it goes on to the work after that in the rest of 16 and 17 of the third chapter. But you know, faith without works is dead, and you know. What's the faith then, in a correlation with the every good word and work, and every all Scripture is given by inspiration of God would be the word. But what's faith now when it's the all Scripture that's given by inspiration of God, and you know you can include your covenant with that because He's putting these words in our minds and in our hearts. To believe the 8 and 10 of Hebrews, as he discussed with Moses, you know, because you know, oftentimes he uses that word law there, even the Lord does, and because he's addressing Jews, I believe, so that they could have faith, you know, and to convert them. That way, you know, to see the glory and to know that this word is supposed to be alive in us and active, and in Him we live, move, and have our being. So there you have some Greek poetry that's been changed to God's word in the Book of Acts. Anyways, so you know, it's a word that we know is from God. So we don't want it from anyone else but from Him. And no one should take a young person. How can I word this so people would understand? A person who's in need, you know. There is a curse out there that says the children shall rule over them. And their women shall become as men. But what is it that that a child would do but goof up sometimes and tell you not to, that you have to do this, you have to take this medicine or something? Because this is what they're sometimes saying, these children of the Lord. And we have to realize that God called us, and He doesn't change His mind or His actions or His word. It's a dilemma because there's so many sayings and mantras that that the iron might be coming into the church, and we know it has. And what about if the clay starts coming into the church at the same time? These principalities that Daniel also mentioned that have to be destroyed by the rock that comes out of the side of the mountain, which is an individual rock, but it's also now a corporate. So I'm just thinking out loud here, and you know that we have to be diligent, diligent in, as Peter says, diligence there, but it's not from Peter. Okay, diligent in Peter, you know, where you add to your faith, virtue, and so, you know, that ain't Peter talking to us, but he's glorifying someone there, and we want the Lord to give us these things to perfect us, so that when we're in the midst of words being tossed at us, we can have a shield kind of, so they won't come in. That's the way I see it. And struggles, you don't really think about rejoicing when you're struggling, but you know, God has a way of saving us, even that he saves the apostle from despair, and because he's got a lot of sorrow after sorrow, but he gets saved, the apostle there, where it says sorrow upon sorrow, and you know, someone gets healed. Wow, you know, and praise and glory to God.
You stop too soon. I have my mouth full. Amen, Andrew. All right, anybody else? I wonder what it was like for Adam before the fall. In all of that, go ahead, Andrew.
Let's not forget now, Adam didn't get to be a child.
Didn't get to what?
To be a little child.
Oh.
No, he was a full-grown man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He come out smelling like a rose, didn't he? But then he messed up, and that was... That shows you the, well, I'm not going to go to the negative side of it. What I was wanting to actually talk about tonight was how do we walk like God? We've talked about it before, but I think there's a lot of things that we didn't express that we can't express on what it means to be like Jesus. And what are the things that... that I see that I need to do, and that's more talking to the Holy Spirit and allowing the Holy Spirit to do his work in me. And by that I mean praying in the Spirit more. Not that you do things. I do it because I like it. I do it because I think I heard Andrew talking about that he liked to walk around and pray in the Spirit. It might have been somebody else, but that's what I do. I walk around and pray in the Spirit, and most of the time, and I enjoy it because I feel the presence of the Lord. The other morning I was praying to the Holy Spirit and asking the Holy Spirit to just do all things for me and to fill me and to do this, to do that. And I'm telling you, the power, the anointing, I should put it that way, the anointing of the Holy Spirit really came upon me that morning, and it's done it every morning since then, when I do pray to the Holy Spirit and ask Him to do the things and lead me that day, and all of that kind of stuff. I've got a thing that I pray. I try to pray. Let me put it that way. Try to pray when I first get up in the morning, and that is to thank God for everything and pray to the Holy Spirit to fill me. Because how many of you know it when you're filled with the Holy Spirit during the day, that helps a lot, boy. I'm gonna tell you, gets you through the day. Because you know He's right there. He is right there with us. And that it always brings to my mind that He is, and that Jesus is with me too. That's just some of my little thoughts. Go ahead, Pat.
I know that the Lord has been showing me the necessity to connect thanksgiving and praise with His promises. And I'm assuming it is there not only to provide a heart of gratefulness and to bring Him into the sphere of your problem, so to speak, or whatever, make Him present or expect Him, bring Him into your presence, or I don't know how to say it. But I'm noticing that it is all over the scriptures. As a matter of fact, you just said it when you said you're praying to the Holy Spirit and with thanksgiving, etc. The verse that Andrew brought up, Colossians, it says in Colossians 2:6, as ye therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him. And I know there's the Psalms are replete with David saying of the Lord, you are my refuge, in other words, being in Him. And it says, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. I'm kind of seeing that thanksgiving is that which kind of seals the deal or seals the faith. The prayer and the command and the declaration is all proactive, my volition toward God. But when you hit the Thanksgiving, giving of thanks, place, that's where that's the last dying gasp of personal volition, because after that point it's all God. Thank you, Lord, for providing what I needed and need in this time. And then he says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, because 99% of the counsel or direction coming from man, if they don't know God, is going to be philosophy or vain deceit, and of the traditions, what the surveys say, after the rudiments and after the principal functioning of the earth, of the world, and how this system here works. But it's not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, and which is the head of all principality and power. That kind of sounds like what you were talking about, Andrew, that all these things that are coming from the world, and they and many of these things work, and they have their advantages, but they're not the ultimate solution. That ultimate solution, and just on the practical aspect, the government has singled you out as a group, and separated you from all of their advantages and economies and money and everything like that, and cut you out of the system, so to speak. How are you going to get to a med bed, or how are you going to get to a medical first aid kit? How are you going to get it if those things happen? And we know that they're coming down the pike. So, I mean, I'm with you. I believe, we need to be focusing on preaching the gospel, learning the gospel, learning to walk in the gospel, first off. Learning to walk in the paths that the Lord has given us, and in these areas where we see ourselves as weak or stumbling, find the solution in God, and move on what He shows us, and walk in those truths that He's given us, and be prepared for this time coming, So anyway, just looking at that, and one of the things that I was thinking of is, you mentioned faith without works is dead. I was thinking also there in verse 22 of James 2, it says, seeing thou hast faith wrought with his works, and by works his faith was made perfect. Whereas the body without the spirit of de is dead, so faith without works is dead also. And I was thinking of that verse that you started that out with. Faith without works, faith is dead. Or, faith without works is dead, or whatever. And I was thinking, so if you are experiencing dead faith in your life, how do you bring it back to life? Start working, start listening, start performing those works. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do you have to have faith in order to bring about those works, or if are you trying to just do specific works in order to have the faith? So that's a bit of a dilemma. Maybe it's only a dilemma in my mind or whatever, but I find myself being stuck there at times. Well, maybe I just need to reach out and walk in this, and trust God to supply, or to supply that which I'm lacking, or whatever. So I don't know if anybody has any thoughts in that vein. So.
The more you do the word, more you do the word, the more faith you're going to get. I believe that with all my heart. Go ahead, Andrew. That's just a simple way of saying it. Go ahead, brother.
Well, when you said the faith, and you just gave us the answer there, faith is the word, because Jesus is the word. He's the name. We know what name means. No one else knows what name means. We've got the secret there of what the name is, you know. And you know, if they say it's a nature, character, an authority, a mind, a will, an emotion, the heart. Well, what else could be in a person's life anyway? And this is a new life we have, and you know, as for the works, our work, I was told, was to rest, and we're God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus upon good works. And and you know, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy and are heavy laden. And I will give you rest, you know. And I think it's in every person that there's something interfering with this being joyful and entering into this rest sometimes. You know, it's like you're trying to go through a you're trying to put on some pants that are 5 sizes too small or something. I don't know. I can't. I don't fit in a 32 waist anymore. I don't want to tell you how big my waist is now, but I guess that's the analogy. But you know, that's all temporary, you know. And pretty soon, I won't be needing that kind of clothes anyway, and we'll be clothed in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ permanently, and everyone will have a nice waistline. No. Yeah, and I just you know, every nation in the past, the Roman Empire, they had gods, and even Caesar had to watch out that he didn't cross God or didn't come against God. Same with the ancient Phoenicians, the ancient Greeks, the ancient people here in North America, the Algonquins, the Iroquois, you know, the Mohegans, the Apaches, and of course, where did they all come from? You know, like, it's only been 4,300 years, and how many different gods do we have? How many different narratives do we have? How many different, what do they call them? See, I know the fancy name, mantra, sayings. I don't want to use the fancy name because people will think I'm fancy. The sayings that are in the church, as many sayings as there are denominations. Is this a multiverse denominationalism? Whose verses are these? You know, well, that's what they believe. This is what we believe. Really? Which one is the portion of unbelief? You know, like those words that arrest you in the Sermon on the Mount, where he says, the lamp of the body, the lamp of the eye is the lamp. I forget how he says it now. And anyways, it's an interesting saying, the lamp of the body is the eye, and if you if your eyes see single, you know, and you know, I read that once, and I thought that, oh man, I shouldn't have got married. And that could be sort of but you know, your eye has to be single, and and how much of the light in thee is darkness? You know, I remember asking the question when I was young in the Lord about that, and I got an answer, like a verbal answer put in my head, you know, and I'm going, man, that's great to have it that way. And, you know, I asked him, you mean to tell me, Lord, that they someone is actually giving me a narrative here that might be a darkness, and they're saying it's light? Yeah, that's what he told me. You know, and I went, wow, you know, it was profound. But you know, as a very early naive baby Christian, you don't really think about it too long. Wow, you know, and you got to walk in the light as he is in the light, you know, and we've got to be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love, you know. And so the imitation, we have a way of imitating our fathers, you know, like some of us had military fathers, you know. Oh, wow, Dad had a horse, you know, he would go equestrian jumping, you know, and then he'd tell his buddies there how when he rode a horse, he had to go down something real steep where there was logs, you know, and do kind of that kind of stuff, you know, how he fell off his horse once, you know, and then the officers all laughed at him, and then he was a young officer, he got back up on his horse, went back around, and he jumped the thing, and he didn't fall off, and then they all shut up, you know. Anyways, whatever it is, you know, you overhear these conversations with your dad and you go, wow, my dad was cool. He had two horses, you know, and he was a city guy. He came from the big city, you know. How can you have two horses in the big city nowadays, you know? You'd pay a lot of fines here in Ottawa if you had two horses, especially for cleanup. Anyway, but you know, that's natural, and they think it's pollution. Coming out of your car is more pollution than what's coming out of the horse. You can use what's coming out of the horse. And there's all this narrative that comes at you. Just thinking about cuckoo things, you know? And there's lessons in it, though. There really is, you know? There's lessons in every place. There's words, even school, because they're the ones who taught me millions and millions of years ago, until I read Genesis chapter, I think it's 5. And it's good to read that if you're homeschooling anyone, because there's some real long names there that no one can pronounce, and you give them a calculator and then they know how much time passed from Adam to Noah. I guess the millions and millions of years are between Noah and Abraham. I don't know. I didn't do that math yet. Praise and glory to God.
Well, that would be something, wouldn't it? All right, Joe, go ahead, brother.
I know time is up. I just want to make two comments. You talked earlier about what's it be like to talk to God, walking in the garden. I think that one big difference is, like Adam was, is because now it's all about money, making it legal and illegal money. That makes it worse. Money. People just love money to have a living and make it their God. And that's a bad thing. But they didn't have that talent. But okay, the second comment I want to make, I made a comment on last week about that Solomon built the house for the Lord. He got the length, the breadth, and the width. I made the comment about 60 is meaning pride. Talking about his son, I read the word and the Lord says he don't have pride. He was just glorifying his son. So I was wrong in that. I'm just going to confess that I made a comment that's not right. The word The Lord hates pride, he hates evil. That's why the fear of the Lord is, but he is not glorifying his son. Just going to make that comment. Thank you.
Amen. Well, all right. Y'all have a blessed evening. Lord, we thank you for a wonderful time tonight. We praise you and glorify you for all that you're doing in us. And Lord, make sure that we ask that your angels keep distractions away from us. That there would be no distractions. Our distraction is you. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless our night tonight to sleep, or our day today, if that's wherever you are, to do a good job for the Lord. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Good night, y'all. See y'all.